It's Sunday, the 27th of October, and it's approximately 8:40 a.m. Or is that 7:40 a.m? Or is that 9:40 a.m? I'm pretty sure I'm right with 8:40. For those that don't know, we put our clocks back an hour at the end of October, and that was last night. So I set all the clocks before we went to bed, so I should be right. Going by the daylight at 7:30 this morning when the alarm went off, I think I got it right. We'll soon find out. Anyway, it's been a wet night again. It's really breezy now, and it's mostly grey, but the sun is actually burst through in the south skies, the southern skies, and it's blasting its way right through the trees into my face. And it's absolutely lovely this morning to get that. But it's cool. It is. Temperature's going down with all that cold rain. I was just watching a wee blue tit there doing its usual hanging upside down tricks. It's a very fresh morning. Very fresh. Actually, within that minute or two, there's now blue skies above me, but the white clouds that are there above me are moving at a rate of knots, are zipping across the skies. That'll be the breeze then. I'm glad it's not up there though, because that looks a bit travelling a bit, I don't know, 100 miles an hour. A Sunday morning. Very quiet. I like it this way. I like when there's no hum, no buzz, no rat-a-tat-tat from the working week. No doubt, as soon as I've said that, something will happen. Here it comes. Can't think of much to say this morning. Slept well last night again. The only problem was with this clock thing was that my iPhone is my alarm clock, and it's always set to 7 or 7:30, depending on which day it is through the weekends. But then you're trusting that it changes its time automatically during the night when it's switched off. Not completely switched off, but switched into sleep mode, as I call it, and would get us up at the right time this morning. And because that was in my head, once I woke about 5 o'clock, I had to put my glasses on and check that it had actually jumped forward and confirm that with the wee clock in the dressing table that I'd set last night. And and I thought, why do I bother, you know? You gotta have trust, even if it is an electronic device. It's never let you down getting you up in the morning. You gotta have trust, haven't you? Assuming, of course, you remember to keep it charged. How did we get here? So now we've got more daylight in the morning and less daylight at the end of the day. Not my preference. We're shut indoors all too soon with these dark nights. Long dark nights. And I'd much rather have that extra hour of daylight in the afternoon. If we get independence next year, I'm going to demand that Salmon puts it on his agendas, on his manifesto. I'm sure he'll listen to me. If not, I'll ask Nicola Sturgeon. She's a woman. She'll understand more. But then again, if she's got school kids, she'll argue with me. We'll see. Best of the way in though, because I've got mass in the chapel at 9:30 in my wife's hometown, so I need to leave by 9:10 at the latest. It just gives me time to swallow a quick coffee.